Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I feel like we say this every time. It just cracks me up. I know it's coming, and it cracks me up. Would you like to just stick a knife in Dave's back and my back? I mean, it's one thing a couple months ago when you observed the morning news with Vanita, and now, I mean, nobody looks at the regular daily lineup at CCO Radio more than me. And I don't, I've, it's very possible. I started here in 2009. I haven't looked at it once. I don't think I have looked at it once. But Brad Lane and Dave Harrigan both share with me next Monday and Tuesday when Vanita is hopefully enjoying some time away from the station. Who is in? Noted cheater of our show, Rena Sargentopoulos. How do you live with yourself just openly looking at us and Dave basically giving us the finger? Wouldn't you say?
First of all,
yeah.
If you fire me, it makes no difference in my life because I get no pay from you. Second of all, then you don't get to run the open every week where you laugh and you enjoy and you smile. Third of all,
we could still run the open.
How is me coming to work with you stabbing you in the back?
Dave, you want to take that one?
Yeah, because you don't have an answer.
No, I do. We like to keep people in our own cocoon. You know, we're like in the nest. You know, you're in the nest. Major's in the nest. I mean, Carter, we pushed out of the nest. Okay, we had enough of him. We pushed him out. You know, at one point, DeRusher was in the nest. He then decided on his own, right? We thought you would stay in the nest. Dave, didn't you have Rena as a nest dweller?
So you're the kind of guy that likes to keep a woman under her thumb and not let her grow and flee the nest a little bit?
Dave. Yeah, take that, Chad.
Cook, clean, you know, look pretty. I mean, it seems fair, doesn't it? Yeah. What if I say my feelings are hurt? Will that cause you to not come in and host the show Monday and Tuesday?
That would have caused me to sign up for more days.
Obviously, I'm kidding. Are you ready for this? Well, you know, as someone who at times can be very apprehensive, you know, likes to stay in the house, underneath the couch, not interact with people, are you prepared? Like, well, I mean, how long ago was it when you were part of a morning show before? How far back was that?
Oh, gosh. Eric Perkins and I did morning drive radio back on K-Twin when the Pull Ads had their own radio station and then put the baseball team on there. That worked well. 10 years, easily? Probably 10 years ago.
Yeah.
10 years ago.
Did you adapt to waking up early? No problem, or it was awful every morning?
Well, I was 10 years younger, so there's that. I didn't have a kid at the time. Also, don't forget, I was working two full-time jobs because I still worked at CARE 5 days a week.
Yeah.
And two of those days were on Saturday. So I worked 7 days a week for 2 years, and 4 of the 7 days were double shifts.
And also, because of the money the Poleds paid you, they've had to cut payroll on the baseball team. So I hope you're happy with that.
Well, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean,
That's a lot of work.
I helped pay for my wedding.
Yeah, well, that's good. That is good. So you're looking forward to this? You're uncertain? What do you think?
These things, as you know, because I'm also socially awkward, they do make me nervous because Vanita's big shoes to fill, and I know Tom Hauser fills in, and he does an excellent job. I know other people have stepped in and done excellent jobs.
Let's not go that far with Hauser.
I mean, I'm trying to be polite.
Serviceable, you know.
I am nervous about it, so I hope the listeners will be kind to me.
Can I just send texts every 10 minutes?
You're not even going to be up that early. I know
what's
you better. So
happening?
Actually, you're never asleep.
that's the more act. What a 6:10. What is happening? Do you need me to come down there? No, I'm kidding. You're going to be fabulous. I know that 1,000%. And the more you're on this station, the better. And I'll look forward to it. Let's pause here with Rena. Come back. I want to. Hey, another Gen Z topic.
Very nice.
Hey, we're very Gen Z early on, including the fact that apparently Gen Z doesn't believe in outside. We'll talk about that in moments. I want to talk about Stretch Lab. Maybe Rena, before abandoning the show, seemingly for, you know, soon to be for good, when she's filling in for Vanita Monday and Tuesday, maybe what she should do is swing by one of the double-figure locations of Stretch Lab. StretchLab.com. They can help someone like Rena who's fit, healthy. They can help somebody like me who sits on his butt way too much. They can help somebody like Dave who just a few weeks ago ran a triathlon. They can help you if you're in pickleball, you're into tennis, you're into softball, you're into bowling, you're into golf. No matter the age, they can help you out. Trained specialists. First time, I encourage you to get the 50-minute session. They have technology to evaluate you. They'll sit down with you, and you're going to walk out of there feeling a little bit looser, a little bit taller, and reminding yourself why it made sense to listen to this commercial and follow up. They're really good. I've been going for 6-plus years, and I'm not slowing down. StretchLab.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
American Gen Z, as we continue with Rena Sargentopoulos from Care 11 and WCCO Radio, American Gen Z spends 25% less time in nature than Gen X because, here's the explanation, they don't like going out alone and get too bored. So it's a poll of 2,000 adults revealed the average Gen Z adult averages 49 minutes outdoor time on weekdays, and mostly just to commute. Gen Z, not the most themselves, 65 minutes a day outside. Gen Z admitted they can go days without stepping out the door.
Ugh.
What is, I mean, again, it's the phone, it's the lack of friends, it's not getting a driver's license, not having sex. Gen Z, let's participate in a few more things.
They were brought up during COVID, though. Like, some of their formative years, they wasted on screens, in their homes, not interacting with other humans, having things completely changed from the way they were before. And so that's not surprising to me, but we need to do something to swing the pendulum the other direction. I mean, how are these people going to meet others and spawn children?
Yeah. No, I agree. In, you know, only Quentin's in the Gen Z category for me. Hunter and Griffin are just outside it. My kids get out, right? And we talked about that a lot when they were kids. And it wasn't just participating in sports, because Hunter liked that more than Griff, but he was doing different things. And you're so right on the alone situation. And I get everybody is has their own unique enjoyment and characteristics. And I can't just say you have to act like this. But, Rena, it's just survey after survey or anecdotal. The number of kids who, if they communicate, it's just through Snapchat. It's through a text. It's through something else. And even if they go to college or they pursue something completely unrelated to college. And, again, there are people I know in life who are solitary and they're happy. But this is just a high percentage of people who just don't interact face-to-face with other individuals.
Have you gone to a restaurant or been at the mall and seen a group of young people all together and not a one of them is talking to the other one because they're all on their phones?
100%.
That's insane.
Yeah. All right, Dave, so your girls are 8 and 5, okay?
True.
They seemingly are pretty busy with activities, I feel like, from listening to you. How much does this concern you? And then I'll get to Rena next, because your daughter's in this wheelhouse too. We're not there yet, but heading that way. You don't want them to be completely out of how they communicate with their friends, but it can't be just staring at a phone 22 hours a day.
No, of course not. I mean, it's concerning, but you know, at least at this point in their lives, they don't have phones. We don't do a whole lot of screen time aside from that. So they do love to get outside. They do love to play outside. They do love their, you know, outdoor activities, whatever sports we have them in. So, you know, knock on whatever this is, hopefully at least, you know, we can do what we can, my wife and I, to keep that going, to show them the things they can do outside that can not only be just things they do as kids, but also lifelong activities.
So a texter says, Rena, and again, more texts are encouraged all the time. I appreciate that. 651-461-9226. I think it's a safety issue. It's hard to go for walks and hikes. It's more than that. I'm not going to fault folks who may be hesitant for safety reasons. I'm not trying to push them out the door. But, Rena, a lot of people just decided their enjoyment is just off the phone, and they just don't need to be in groups. And as you said it, if they're in groups, they're just around each other, but they're really not talking to each other.
I actually believe it is an addiction, and I know how I feel. Like, I left the neighborhood without my phone the other day, and I was like, absolutely not. And yes, I need my phone for my job, but I couldn't even imagine not being in touch with or being able to look at whatever. And I'm not even on social media that much. So I can only imagine how addictive it is for their small brains that are still growing and still into your 20s, I believe. Your brain is still, you know, making connections and, forming. And so I'm hoping that as a society we swing the other way. You know, there's all this talk about parents getting landlines, and if you want to talk to your friends, you do it the old-fashioned way where you have to learn how to say hello and you have to call someone and ask for somebody, you know, are they home? And there are just... those are small personal interactions that have gone away. I mean, how many people, good friends, you know, do you even remember their phone number? I remember my phone number from the house that I grew up with when I was a kid, but I couldn't tell you my mother's phone number if I had to. Like, that's just not okay.
Yeah. Let me just go to your number right here and give this out in case anyone wants to call you later in the day so you can have more conversations. All right. We have to go. Enjoy the day, and you're going to be fantastic Monday and Tuesday.
Fingers crossed. Thank you.
Rena Sargentopoulos right here. Lou Nanny on What the Wild Should Do with Kirill early next hour.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.